This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Afternoon storms on Wednesday helped firefighting efforts at the Aspen Acres fire near Pueblo. More thunderstorms are expected today, which may also help, but could create flash flooding in the burn scar and erratic fire activity from gusty winds. More than 1,800 people are now battling the Aspen Acres fire. At least 275 homes and buildings have been destroyed. Thousands of people remain evacuated. However, some residents near Colorado City are being allowed to return home. At more than 96,000 acres, the Aspen Acres fire has become one of the largest in Colorado history. The family of a man who died in custody in Huerfano County is getting a $9 million settlement. CPR's Ava Keon has more.
Michael Birch died in his jail cell at the County Detention Center in 2023. He had mental health needs and internal injuries after he was tackled by a deputy. A lawsuit against the sheriff's office, commissioners, and medical staff claimed the facility denied him proper care for more than a week after the altercation. His daughter, Michelle DeBoard, says Birch came to Colorado to retire.
He bought a piece of property and he was building a home. My dad's voice doesn't stop at that cell door. It doesn't stop in those 8 days of complete torture. It doesn't stop begging for his life or for a drink of water.
His estate also settled for $1 million with the healthcare providers on site. Ava Keon, CPR News.
You can find more news online at cpr.org and in your inbox in the Lookout newsletter. It's 9:06.